protecting Main Street from Wall Street. It's Chris Hoffman with Money Unleashed.
Welcome in. This is Money Unleashed with Chris Hoffman at the Hoffman Financial Group, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm Steve Siddall. And Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Very well, thanks. Been a big week, huh?
Yeah, March Madness. No, I'm just kidding. We're watching the markets only. Yeah.
Markets, okay. I'll try to divert my attention back.
I got to get back to being a financial show.
All right. Let's. So one of the stories I saw this week came from the Wall Street Journal saying that more Americans are treating their 401ks like cash machines. What do you think? I think that that's really kind of a tragedy.
Well, yeah, it would be. I mean, you work all these years to save up your retirement funds, and if you're using it as a cash machine, that means you're taking loans on your 401k, which, by the way, I mean, it's the lesser of two evils, but it's certainly a better solution, I believe, to take a 401k loan if you have a short-term financial crunch or issue you have to deal with versus taking out an equity line and all that. Basically, you take a loan on your 401k and you pay yourself back. So it's very favorable borrowing, but borrowing from your retirement obviously is the last thing you would reach into. You'd reach into your cash savings or your income or other assets. So it is a little alarming that people are using their 401k as a piggy bank. I don't know what they're buying with that, whether they're upgrading their homes or cars or travel, but yeah, that's a dangerous thing to start playing with.
Sure. Well, and again, we're going to hear from Maria Bartiromo talking about the financial crisis and what is kind of laying out in front of us.
You could always take money out of your retirement accounts. And by law, it is for a hardship. What's a hardship? It's foreclosure. You can't meet your rent. It's medical expenses, funeral expenses. These are the kinds of things that would motivate you to go into that very sacred account. Now, in this particular survey, we also know that over the last couple of years, inflation is up. And so that has actually put a lot of pressure on households. And by the way, the rules have eased on taking money out of these accounts. Mm-hmm. And that has actually allowed people to go in, grab the money, pay off whatever debt is accumulated or meet their bills and move on.
Okay, so she sort of describes what's happening, but do we know why? I mean, again, you just sort of alluded, you didn't know why either.
Yeah, and that's the dangerous part. She mentioned in the second half of that they've relaxed these rules. So mm-hmm. You literally can run up credit card debt and then file for a 401k loan and pay off your credit cards. But do you change your disciplinary management of your finances is the question. So, I mean, I hate to say it, but we're a debtor nation. We're a spender's nation. The government is spending way too much. Individuals are spending way too much. So my message to everybody listening would be, now's a good time to sit down and do your budgets. And if you need an advisory team to help you with that, we'd be happy to help. But, you know, it's an often overlooked part of the financial planning process. You really have to know where you stand, what you're spending month to month on the basics, what you're spending month to month on an annual basis. What are the big numbers? What are the repairs in the home? What are the car expenses? What are the travel wants and needs? Because you definitely want to go into retirement living your best life, but you have to know how much you spend to live your best life. It is interesting. Every time I meet with a caller for the first time, and we cover, okay, so where are your accounts today? How are they broken down? Are they pre-tax IRA? Are they Roth IRA, 401k, TSP, 403b, after-tax money, any insurance policies we need to know about, cash in the bank? Everybody can rifle off answers to those questions. The biggest question that they struggle with is, how much do you spend annually?
And again, that's what comes into, you know, where you really kind of craft the plan. When you talked about people and they come in and they really don't know, I like what you said, annually, because I started thinking about that in myself. I'm thinking, well, yeah, I'm not sure I could give a dollar amount on that either.
Yep. I mean, most clients they estimate way under what they spend.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that.
So they'll say, I spend $4,000 a month or $3,500 a month. And I'm like, well, Social Security is going to cover you on that. But you get taxed on Social Security. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, and your dividends, we can get you 4% dividends on $1 million portfolio. That's $40,000 a year. They're like, that's perfect. I'm like, well, that's going to be taxable too, either as income or qualified dividends. Oh, I forgot about that. So you have to have inside your financial plan tax strategies and forecasting taxes, which may change in the future. So you're going to need to update your plan year over year over year to make sure you don't get caught in a trap.
Seems like if you've got a plan and it's been in place for a while, it's time to have somebody take another look. That second set of eyes is so important, and that's what you're willing to do at this point.
Yeah, and if anybody who's listening right now has a written financial plan, you're probably a Hoffman Financial Group client, because I never see people come in and say, hey, here's my current financial plan. Can you vet it? Can you analyze it? Can you let me know if I'm on track? Am I in the right investment mix? Do we have the right tax strategies in here, the right income planning? I can't remember the last time somebody came to me with a full financial plan in writing. It has been years and years and years.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, some people must come in and they're at least organized, aren't they?
Yes. They're all intelligent. They're all highly in tune with their portfolios, and they have a relatively good understanding of the mix of those portfolios, equities or bonds, et cetera, et cetera. But nothing's in writing that they can look at and track to. And that creates a disconnect with the client and the advisor, in my opinion, because if you don't have a specific target that you're shooting for, you don't know whether you're hitting bullseyes or you're way off in the woods. So you got to have that plan in writing. It's got to be mapped out, and you got to meet with your advisor. I think you meet with your advisor quarterly, and then at least once a year you tie back to that plan to make sure you're exceeding it.
Sounds great. Folks, you should take advantage of the opportunity right now to visit unleashyourmoney.com, sign up, get a complete portfolio or a 401k x-ray. That 401k x-ray will be very enlightening, and maybe it will sort of answer the questions of why you don't want to use it as a cash machine. 404-341-6767, 404-341-6767, or unleashyourmoney.com. Get that 401k x-ray today.
Chris Hoffman is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. The Hoffman Financial Group, Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, and Cox Broadcasting Company are not affiliated. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that do not offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. Insurance products including annuities are offered through Hoffman Financial Group, licensed in the state of Georgia. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Any client experiences discussed during the show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest that you will experience the same results. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in Georgia 163546.